Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you want to get a copy of the anti-inflammatory diet, you can get your free copy and pick it up right there on the website. Just go under the Get Started button. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Click under Get Started, and you can pick up your free download of the anti-inflammatory diet and get the whole list right there. Check it out. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This is your show. It's for you, your health, and your life. And so much of what we have going on with our health matters. And so many times we really don't know what's going on. And we want to figure it out. Well, that's what this show is about. To take all the information and make it simple to understand so you can apply common sense for your health. That's what we're here for. Diet soda, they're saying, is linked to depression. And coffee may lower the risk. I know you're glad to hear that. Just under half of all Americans reported drinking at least one glass of soda per day, while two-thirds say they drink at least one cup of coffee daily. Well, according to a 2012 Gallup poll, despite popular opinion about soda and weight gain, the same poll found that frequent soda drinkers do not weigh more than non-soda drinkers. But health experts still say that even one glass of soda a day is too much. And it's been linked to a variety of health problems, including a relatively new one, clinical depression. Preliminary data from the National Institutes of Health report that will be released real soon by the American Academy of Neurology from San Diego. They say that regular soda drinkers, particularly those with diet soda, are more likely to be diagnosed with depression. The data shows that coffee drinkers, on the other hand, have a slightly lower risk of the depression diagnosis. Researchers do not say that soda causes depression. It's all semantics, folks. They did not determine whether the people who are likely to become depressed are also simply more likely to drink soda in the first place. Now, the study did not control for all relevant factors such as socioeconomic status. What they did find was that people who drank more than four cans or cups of soda per day were 30% more likely to develop depression over the course of a 10-year study than people who drank no soda. Fruit punch drinkers were 38% more likely to develop depression than those who did not drink the sweetened drinks. Depression risk appeared to be even greater for people who drank diet soda than regular soda, and, of course, than fruit punches or iced tea. Meanwhile, the heavy coffee drinkers in the study experienced more than just caffeine buzz. They were also about 10% less likely to develop depression than those who drank no coffee. So this, of course, the new study, and the people, you know, we're not saying that you should quit doing, well, I am kind of, that you need to quit the diet sodas for the most part, especially with the artificial sweeteners that are challenging for you. But again, you want to be cautious on what you put in, because if it does affect brain chemistry in a negative way, antidepressants are one of the top prescribed medications in the country, and if you could cut your risk by 30% just by cutting out the sodas, then that can make a big difference in your overall health. And so hopefully that's the encouragement that we can give you here in the middle of it all, because it does make a difference. You can switch over to sparkling water. That's a great option. And the seltzer water, some of those can be just a little bit different option. You can add tea bags to seltzer water, put some stevia with it, and it tastes phenomenal. So there's great ways around it if you still like the fizz, but it's just all the colorings and the chemicals that are in the sodas that you really want to avoid. And, of course, there's a lot more reasons, behind that. And that can make a big difference. And, you know, again, they make organic sodas. that are fine. So it's all about just knowing what's in those, in the sodas, what's in the food supply, and what you have to be careful with. 888-283-7272. Two lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Let's go to Myla. Did I say that right? Myla?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Okay. What I would like to ask you is the mental health. What is that? The main problem usually comes from interaction with the reality. When people cannot really comprehend of what is going on. Am I correct?
With mental health, it just depends. Are we talking about depression, or what are you talking about this for yourself?
Depression.
Yeah, depression.
Depression. The main depression comes from kind of a state that nothing you can do about what is going on around you and in your own life.
Right. So a lot of times you can't really control the world around you. So the quote I always like to use is from a very close friend of mine who pastors a very large church in Atlanta, Georgia, named Dr. David Cooper. He always says that you may not be able to control the world around you, but you can control the world within you. And also, the world within you many times will reflect the world around you. So what he's saying is you have control over you. You don't have control over what's around you many times. So in the midst of it all, it's learning to control what's within you. And depression many times is not only a chemical imbalance, meaning that the brain chemistry is out of balance. The neurotransmitters get out of balance. And when that happens, it can cause your ability to cope and your ability to control the world within you can be a little bit of a challenge. So supporting the body nutritionally with things like depression or anxiety, a lot of these mental health challenges that people face, is critical. So making sure that you put the right kind of food in, you have the right kind of nutrition, you have the right kind of attitude, and the right environment around you is so critical for your overall health. And I really think that that's really one of the main issues all the way around that you want to focus on always. But yeah, it's true. The stressors in life, just the stuff, is very tough to really look at. And you want to make sure that you can control it as best you can. If not, control what's going on within you. That's the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news, though, because lifestyle is everything, and what we can change on the inside makes a big difference. Get a lot of emails, by the way, a lot of phone calls for people looking for providers in their area, people that believe in all this lifestyle and nutrition-based care that we talk about. So don't forget, you can go to our website, go to mywellnessproviders.com, check it out. You can find someone in your area. We've got a wellness provider team that can help you along the way. It's all about getting people that are on board, that believe in the same thing that we do, and that is the key. In just a moment coming up, we're going to talk about some foods that will spike your blood sugar and ways around those. We're talking about the top 7 foods that people eat every single day that cause your blood sugar to go crazy, and what can you do as an alternative. A lot of great alternatives out there, even in the fast food world. Yes, I did say fast food. They do have options, and we're going to talk about that coming out of the break. Also, our food for the day coming up, Food is Our Best Medicine, brought to you by Earth Fair. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go to the line. Check us out. Go to healthcoachradio.com. What are the seven foods that can spike your blood sugar? Well, there's a lot of foods that can spike your blood sugar, but there are several foods. And just so you know, every time you spike your blood sugar at a high level, it creates a lot of issues around the cell membrane, which is a very protective coating around the cell, begins to tear it down. It does this over and over and over again. It causes aging. It causes the free radical process to do damage to our cells. It makes a big difference. So what can you do? Well, avoid the foods. Here's the ones to avoid, and here's what you can do as an alternative. We're going to talk about that now. Number one, one of the food that will spike your blood sugar more than it needs to be is white rice. So if you have type 2 diabetes, you want to scratch the white rice from your menus. The researchers from Harvard School of Public Health found that people who ate five or more servings of white rice a week increased the risk of type 2 diabetes, while people who replaced at least a third of their white rice servings with brown rice lowered their risk by 16%. Of course, the reason is that white rice is bleached. It has chlorine in it, by the way, and also has little fiber compared with brown rice. The fiber can help keep blood sugar levels quite stable. So, again, switch over to the brown rice instead of the white rice. Good option. Number two is the white bread, your processed white bread. Now, the refined grains were introduced, of course, years ago, and literally we think, we being more on the alternative and natural-based side of things, that it's a big, big deal for diabetes, for a lot of the disease process and health challenges that we see today. So it quickly digests, of course, which makes the refined flour like white bread and such, causing the blood sugar to rise. If you eat more whole grains, I like the gluten-free grains or sprouted grains, then, of course, you're going to get a lot more fiber, and it'll be easier for the body to digest, absorb, and assimilate. That's the key. Soda and other sweet drinks, it's mostly the sugar that's in there. Sodas have the coloring, which has been shown to have a little bit of challenge to our health overall. They say now that, of course, all the sugar-filled drinks, people who drink one or more sugary drinks a day, were at 26% higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes than those who drink less than one 12-ounce glass a month. Red meat is another one. Of course, you don't have to cut the red meat out of your diet. Oh, by the way, just for the soda and the sweet drinks, if you crave those things, which I used to be a pretty strong soda drinker in my younger days, and I really like the fizz type taste, I always go for the sparkling water. That's what I enjoy. And you can add stevia to it, fresh fruit like lemons or limes, and it tastes amazing. And there's a lot of sparkling waters now that are natural and organic. If you like sodas, you can go for a couple of brands at some of the whole food type stores. Virgil's makes a really good one. It's called a Zero Cola. It's sweetened with stevia. And there's another drink called Zevia that's quite good. And, of course, has all natural ingredients in it as well. So there are options if you get the craving. But water's your best. Teas are really good. The passion tea is one of my favorite. That and green tea, just phenomenal. But those are good options. Anyway, cut those out as much as possible. Red meat's a big one. Now, I'm not an anti-red meat guy at all. I'm a huge red meat fan. I think that it's important. I think eating red meat once a week is too little because of the benefits that we get out of it. Of course, you get plenty of iron, conjugated linoleic acid. It's a great protein source, and the body does break it down unless you put it with a bunch of junk, which then it's not going to break it down so well. But the red meat is very important, and I think it is critical for our health. And some people argue with me on that, but I do. I stand firm on that. I think it's great for us. Now, even if you eat it every now and then or not, and let's say you don't like the red meat, well, then without a doubt, make sure you're doing fish and eggs. The protein sources are just critical. And that's just one of my big things. Vegan, vegetarian, it's cool. Do your thing. I'm not knocking it. That's just what I think. All right, so fast food is another big one. Of course, it'll raise your blood sugar in a heartbeat. It's tempting, but when you're hungry and in a hurry, it's pretty much become a staple in our society. And, of course, it sends your blood sugar through the roof. Canadian study found that eating fatty fast food meals spiked blood sugar levels by 32% in healthy people who didn't have diabetes. Also, salty fast food fare can increase your blood pressure. It's especially dangerous for people with diabetes who are 2 to 4 more times more likely to have heart disease than those without diabetes. So pretty amazing what can happen when you look at it, and just by eating fast food on a regular basis. A lot of the fast food places, though, are starting to have some healthier fares, for sure. A lot of the salads are really good. They're using a lot of the dark green field green lettuce, which is great. You can get grilled chicken. Of course, it's not organic, and it's not hormone-free and all that, but it's better than fried chicken. And if you're in a hurry and you're hungry and you're looking to keep your metabolism up and really make a difference with that, then it'll make a big difference by making these kind of choices. You can get fruit now at a lot of the places. So you don't have to do the burger and fries, and you don't have to do the chicken-type nuggets. You can actually have some pretty good choices at these restaurants. The packaged foods are another big one. A lot of the snack and the commercial-based foods, you really want to stay away from those. If you're hitting some strong weight loss goals and looking for that, you want to make sure you steer clear of a lot of these foods. The wholesome snacks, I like almonds, which can make your own treats with, you know, raisins if you want to, all of the other nuts and seeds are all very good. But the more processed they are, the more it's going to throw your blood sugar level to the roof. But the little trick of the trade, like trail mix and that sort of thing, when you're doing fats like cashews and pecans and almonds, and you do have some dried fruit like raisins, it does help balance it out, and it keeps the blood sugar from spiking. Whole milk is another big one. Now, this one is listed on the deal, and that's, I'm a little bit on the flip side. I think raw whole milk is phenomenal, whether it's goats or cows. It's great for your health. It's phenomenal. It's great for your immune system. Probiotics out the wazoo, and it's been proven to be helpful. Everybody gets freaked out over the bacteria. I grew up on a farm. We had it all every day. No one ever got sick. So take that for what it's worth. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. We'll talk about your health and your life, more questions, and more about you when we come back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. Our food for the day comes to you by Earth Fair. And it's bananas. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to Ruth. Hi, Ruth. Oh, I think we lost Ruth. Well, I think we're talking about ulcers, Ruth. And with ulcers, a couple of things you have to think about. One is many times the H. pylori bacteria is one of the root causes. And you can do a simple stool test with your physician to figure out what the H. pylori, you know, if the bacteria is even present, if that's one of the main reasons. And, you know, typically they can give you a treatment and a protocol for that. There's some natural ways to take care of it. You can use silver. Some people don't really, it's not really standard of care medically, but from the alternative folks, they have used bismuth salts, and silver has been used and worked somewhat successfully. Physicians, they're usually, you know, of course, an antibiotic protocol that will go together for that. But at any rate, something to look at, because the ulcers typically are caused by H. pylori many times. And stress, of course, doesn't help. You get a lot of emotional stress going on, and that can be a big issue. So you want to keep that in mind. Our food for the day is our bananas. And, of course, they have a lot of great benefits. They're great before and after workouts. That's when I like to use them myself personally. One banana has 11% of the RDA of dietary fiber. It's only about 108 calories as well. And the fiber in bananas not only keeps digestion regular, but also helps to maintain low blood sugar, and it curbs overeating. The studies show that high amounts of potassium in bananas, about 13% of the RDA, can lower blood pressure, which can turn lessens the possibility of atherosclerosis, heart attack, and stroke. Those are all good things, by the way. Bone health is another good one. Along with lowering the blood pressure, potassium prevents the weakening of the body's bones. High sodium intake, which is typical of many American diets, can cause excessive amount of calcium to be lost through the urine, which threatens not only the strength and general health of the bones, but also negatively affects blood clotting, proper muscle contraction, and normal nervous system function. So the potassium found in bananas can neutralize the high amounts of sodium in one's diet, thus allowing for healthy amounts of calcium to remain in the body. High nutrient absorption is another big one. The potassium in bananas is not only means of ensuring healthy levels of calcium in the body. Bananas also contain high levels of fructooligosaccharides. Of course, along with insulin, promotes calcium absorption. The FOS, as they call it, further nourishes healthy bacteria in the colon and can manufacture vitamins and digestive enzymes that boost the overall body's ability to absorb nutrients. That is a big, big key. So our nutrition, that's what I love about food, is literally you can bring health to your body or you can take health out of your body. And you got to make the decision on what you want to do. And our choices will determine that every single day. But you have to make that choice. No one else can make it for you. Not one person. Too much coffee, they're saying, in pregnancy is tied to smaller, later newborns. Come on, ladies, listen to this. Whenever it comes to babies and what you can do to make a difference, drop the coffee, drop the cigarettes. Got to be kidding me. Here's one for coffee. You may not like this one. The coffee and even other caffeinated beverages a woman drinks during her pregnancy might up the odds for low birth weight in newborns or an extended pregnancy, a new study says. The researchers checked on about 60,000 Norwegian women, and they found that excessive caffeine consumption, pregnant women might, of course, were counseled to reduce the caffeine intake during pregnancy as much as possible. But this was done in Sweden, by the way. But Dr. Sawinski believes that the findings could spur a reevaluation of current recommendations from the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, which, of course, advises that a pregnant woman's caffeine intake to not exceed 2 cups of coffee per day. They're saying now no coffee per day. And they're saying it's not worth it because of the potential for the low birth weight. And, of course, this is in the British Medical Journal. In the study, Singpal's team accounted for all sources of caffeine, including coffee, tea, sodas, and food, including cocoa, found in many desserts and chocolate for almost 60,000 pregnancies tracked by the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. They found that while caffeine was not linked to premature birth, caffeine from all sources was tied to a higher risk of reduced birth weight. For example, if an infant's weight is expected to be 7 pounds, 15 ounces for every 100 milligrams of caffeine consumed by its mother each day, that's the new ratio. According to the Mayo Clinic, the average cup of American-styled brewed coffee contains between 95 and 200 milligrams of caffeine. Moreover, every 100 milligrams of caffeine consumed per day can increase the length of pregnancy by 5 hours, ladies. So you want to cut down on the pregnancy and keep it in the normal range, cut back on the caffeine, specifically the coffee. Dr. Jennifer Wu, who's an OB at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, says other studies have indicated that caffeine can affect fetal weight. So this is in accord with findings of other studies. And why caffeine might cause this effect actually is unclear. World Health Organization says 300 milligrams of caffeine per day is acceptable, but in the United States, the recommended is 200 milligrams a day. Wu noted that the amount of caffeine in 2 cups of coffee, not a Starbucks-sized coffee, there's less caffeine in a cup of tea or a piece of chocolate, which has about 35 milligrams of caffeine. So, again, it's about, you know, the whole moderation thing. I'm all cool with that on a normal basis. But when it comes to kids, babies being born, all of that, you got to be very, very, very cautious. 888-283-7272. Phone number. Give me a call right now. We'll talk about it. Talk about your health and talk about your life. Let's go to Gary now. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Doc?
Man, living well. What's up?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay, good. I'm wondering about the effects of radiation from the sun, like Fukushima, cell phones. What does that have on effect on the human body? I mean, should we be worried real big time about that, or just deal with what comes?
No, you need to be very concerned about it. I think cell phone use and the radiation that we're getting from everything, from computers, from cell towers specifically, they've proven that now that the potential for brain tumors, I think we're going to see more cancer. They're saying now gliomas, I believe, is what they did in a lot of the studies, which are the brain tumors and the brain cancers that are coming from all the radiation that we're being exposed to right now every single day. I mean, it's constant. And there are little things that you can do to protect yourself, but if you've got a cell phone on you, I mean, guys, anything you keep in a pocket next to your growing area, to your testes, the whole nine yards, you're constantly putting radiation next to you. And, I mean, all day long if you carry your phone in your pocket. So you want to be cautious. If you have an iPhone or one of the Androids, there's what they call airplane mode. If you flip your phone in airplane mode when you have it in your pocket, then it shuts down the communication with the tower, and it cuts down the majority of the radiation that's coming to you. As long as that device is on, it's pulling from the tower, and you're constantly getting that radiation. Yeah, I mean, something needs to be on you on a daily basis, a magnet of some kind that can help repel a lot of the electromagnetic radiation, keeping it on your body at some level. Really makes a difference. But, yeah, it'll build up over time, no doubt about it. And they're doing studies to show just about the effects and the harmful effects of what's going on with all the radiation. And it's everywhere now. I mean, everything's electronic. Everything. And it's only going to become more. So I believe we have to do things to protect our bodies and to protect ourselves to keep our health where it needs to be. And there's just no need for... Just call the number, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to go to the phones in a minute. They're full, a couple lines open. You can call me right now. Hemorrhoids, they're saying, are common, and this is, you know, hemorrhoids are a big deal. I get a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls about hemorrhoids. Two kinds. There's external. Those are the kinds that pop out. Not real fun. They're the internal hemorrhoids are a lot more painful. They swell on the inside of the rectum. And that could come just making them do a variety of things. Sitting all day, being overweight, too much pressure down in the area, in the anus and all. So there's other issues too, though. There's issues with the liver. Sometimes the liver cannot be working at its peak level. It could be a little bit backed up and not functioning at a peak. And so what do you do? Well, you can increase phase one, phase two of the liver detoxification process. That helps clean the liver out. All of that can make a big difference. So you just have to look at different ways to support the body. But hemorrhoids can come in a couple of different ways. They're treatable and preventable, and it's kind of been a hot topic lately. Well, now, one of the big things the FDA is talking about, so you often can't see or feel the internal ones, but they're the ones to be responsible for things like constipation. The American Heart Association says to eat fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, drink plenty of fluids, exercise and avoid sitting in one place for too long, and take stool softeners or fiber supplements. I say just eat more fiber in your food. Go for 40 grams a day. And let me tell you something, you cannot go wrong with that. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Yeah. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Going to the next level with your health and your life, that is what it's all about. And you can. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You want to lose weight, you want to figure out ways to have more energy. I'll tell you, weight loss is obviously a big hot topic. There are shows about it. I think it's the one area we're struggling more than ever. I mean, 65% of Americans are overweight now considerably, and 35% are obese. So the stats are there, and our habits are poor, and our behavior is poor. And our stress levels are high. And what do you do? I mean, what kind of changes do you really make to really go to that next level? Well, that's what we want to help you do on this show, to figure out how to have the kind of thriving lifestyle that you have always wanted. And you really can have it. It's about making some simple modifications to really go to that next level. And it's sometimes they can seem to be basic, sometimes they can seem to be simple, but they really are. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can make some decent changes and change your life. But you've got to want it. I mean, no one else is going to dig in and dig their heels in the sand and do it for you. I mean, you have to make it happen. So that's the key. The question is, do you want to make it happen? And are you willing to? Our quote for the day comes from Norman Vincent Peale, one of my favorites. He said, "Believe in yourself, have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy." And I completely, completely agree with that. You've got to believe in yourself. It's so critical. Brian Tracy, of course, a professional speaker, he says, "Always walk around and say, I like myself. I like myself." You know, our self-talk is critical for our overall success. We have a system in our body. I talk about this in my book. It's called the reticular activating system. And it has to do with our subconscious mind. And we all have this self-talk mechanism. And if you think that you don't talk to yourself, I've got news for you. You do. You talk to yourself all day long, and you're not multiple personality disorders. Don't worry. But it's that talking to ourselves that matters. The things we say to ourselves in that gentle whisper all day long, and what we think as a man or woman thinks in their hearts, so they are. And it is true. What we put inside of our bodies become our body, but what we put inside of our mind and we allow to stir in our minds become who we are. So what are you putting inside your mind? What are you putting inside of you that really can make a difference? That's the question. So I encourage you, start thinking differently. If you think differently, you will be differently, if that makes sense. So we on this show, we're here with you to walk along the way. Why? Because we believe in you. And you really can make changes. But again, it's about the marathon, not the sprint. Let's go to Celeste now. Hi, Celeste. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay. Well, hey, your show's awesome tonight. It's right up my alley about nutrition and eating healthy and different things we need to do for our body. So thank you for that. And the reason why I called, I have been trying to find a colon cleanse. I believe in cleansing my body, but where it was going was causing me way too much with those little centers you go to. So I'm trying to find something that I can do a colon, liver, and kidney cleanse. I'm 54 years old, and God has blessed me. I'm in good health. I'm no medication, and I want to keep it that way.
For sure.
So, yeah, do you recommend anything like that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're looking at cleansing your body, I always recommend doing that on a regular basis. And what I mean by that is if you're not taking a lot of medicine, once a year is a good thing to do that. And you go on it for about 21 days, you can do we call it the elite reset is what we call it within our coaching system in our company. And it's where you go 21 days. There's a certain plan that you'll follow, eating certain foods strategically to help eliminate toxins and support the body's digestive health. That's really the key anyway. Cutting out the foods that normally would increase inflammation and eating the foods that would lower inflammation, those are always a key to getting the body where it needs to be. But, you know, the 3 and 4 day cleanses where you're fasting and you're just juicing everything, I'm not a big fan of those. I'm actually a bigger fan of eating real whole foods, allowing the body to kind of cleanse itself and really work that digestive system so you can get the right kind of the right setup. And when you reset the body in about 21 days, that's a really good time to get a kickstart. And it doesn't matter if you do it the first of the year or middle of the year, whatever. But if someone is taking, you know, a lot of medications, it's good to do it probably a couple times a year. It clears out all the little issues that can be in the digestive tract and kind of just gives you a restart. You know, you're eating really healthy foods for a good 3 week period. And that is the best way, really, to cleanse. It's not so much about extreme supplementation and starving yourself and going to the bathroom 20 times a day. It's more about creating a new system of balance that can really help. And that's what you want to focus on, really, when it comes to some kind of detox or a cleanse. You want to focus on, make sure that the supplements you use are geared toward the cleanse, and you want to make sure that they're whole food based. That is a key, a good solid diet to go along with it, and a post plan. You know, don't just go buy one, some little kit at one of your department stores just because the box looks pretty and, you know, there's really, the ingredients aren't that great and there's no follow up. There's no one to help you kind of plan and go to that next level. So you want to make sure that you find the right system to do that. But something like the Elite Reset or a packaged reset plan can help you really reach your goals, okay? Thanks so much for the call. It's a great question. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We've got Stephen down in Georgia. He says, what can I do for energy levels really low in the morning and they grow in the afternoon? Well, one of the biggest things you can do, green tea, vitamin C, and vitamin B5, all are great supportive for overall health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.